Gordon Keith presents Gordo's Happy Fun House Party of Fun and Maybe Rant Reunion Special Revival, live now on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Funhouse. Gordon Keith Funhouse.
He's the poster boy of underachievement. He's the student of heroes. He's the station dancer.
He's the devil zone.
Gordon Keith.
It's 10:01 here on Sports Radio 13 on The Ticket. We've got Funhouses Episode 3. We've got all the usual cast of characters with us. We got Blake Jones producing. Good evening, Blake. Haven't introduced anybody else yet. You went plural on the guys thing, so.
I'm assuming someone else is there.
Bit of awkwardness there to start off the show. And we have Gen X Davey.
Live. Hello.
Different part of Texas than I'm in.
It's true.
You're down in College Station?
It's true, yes. I'm down south in Aggieland.
And unbelievably, we can broadcast basically via our laptops.
Yeah, COVID made this possible. Thank you, COVID.
For some reason, it sounds like I'm echoing a little bit. Am I? Blake, what does it sound like?
You sounded better earlier.
I did?
Did you change your mic?
He did.
With 30 seconds?
No, I didn't even change my mic.
With 30 seconds to go on the clock.
No, I really didn't. I didn't change. I thought about it, and I grabbed the other mic, but I didn't plug it in. So it just sounds like I'm coming through somebody's headphones is what it sounds like to me. Or like a speaker or something. But, Blake, do I need to turn up? What do I need to do here?
Don't
get distracted and introduce the other person.
There's another person?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
He's so kind right before we start.
And gentlemen, Mike Soroy is...
Believe it.
Again.
Hey, guys.
This evening. And Mike...
Yes.
Now, you sound... like you're in a unisex bathroom?
I'm currently bound in Joe Lecce's closet.
Okay.
He's attempting some very progressive maneuvers on me, but...
Why do you keep bringing up Joseph P. Lecce?
I've removed the duct tape from my mouth.
It's like... I was going to say very few P1s know who he is, but very few people that work at a ticket know who he is. It's a very obscure character.
I love Joe Lecce, as do you.
Well, everyone loves him. Yeah, I don't know about his family too much, but I know that a lot of the people at the station care about him. Care about him may be an oversell.
Yeah. But think like, about, no, not think about him.
Right.
Would be shocked if he died.
I'd say they're aware of him, care about him.
That's what I meant to say.
Yes.
They're Joseph Lecce aware.
Yes. And frankly, probably we need to increase Joe Lecce awareness throughout the Metroplex.
Nah.
Do we?
I can't think of maybe a worse use of my time.
Let's dedicate this whole the fun house to Joe Lecce awareness.
All right, Blake is breaking in.
I'm breaking in?
Yeah, I thought you were about to say something.
Thought you had an audio update about how everyone sounds.
Yeah.
No, Gordon sounded really good before the show. And then he wanted to use the same mic that Davey has, and now everything's changed.
Well, I got jealous because Davey was using a better mic, so I was going to switch to my better mic. But then I begged off of that at the last second because I didn't want to screw anything up. But now you say I sound different?
I agree. When you started to speak on the awesome. Air, it sounded not good. But you always have me to lean back on as the person who sounds the worst.
Right. That's true.
So, what does it sound like now? Is it thin? Is it bassy? Is it...
I don't know if I'm using these audio words right, but it sounds like you're riding that threshold too high.
It like, sounds a little gelatinous.
It's too
like,
hot.
Yeah, like the it's too compressed.
Musty and gelatinous.
Gate, something like that.
Okay. All right. So hold on a second.
Now back a couple dBs, bro.
Yeah, do that.
You sound very hip there. Okay. So it sounds like it's... gating weird. All right. Mm. How about I turn off all processing?
Welcome, P1s, to engineering on the fly.
We had this penciled in as the first segment.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Just to work it all out.
Jeez, Louis. I can't tell you the beating I've gone through to try to get this on the air.
All of this to avoid seeing me in the studio.
Well, no.
He was like, I'm gonna be in the studio if anyone wants to join me. And then I said, well, I can't. And then immediately Gordon was like, okay, cool. Then I won't be.
Why do I have to do everything that Davey does? What, Mike, are you using Davey? I'll use that too.
Yeah, I got one of those.
I'm not either, man. I'm cool like you.
What mic do you have? And then Gordon's like, I have one. And he's got this big crate full of mics, and he's like fumbling through it to find.
I cannot tell you how much money I spent buying every mic produced because I didn't know which mic Davey was going to use.
Yeah.
And I had to be ready.
You guessed wrong.
Yeah.
It is weird that Davey is in College Station and he sounds immaculate.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, he's in a studio, too.
Kind
of. Recording studio.
I mean, I'm in a spare bedroom that is a studio.
Gordon told me, right?
Spare bedroom?
Yeah, I mean, it's in Toby's house.
I swear there's a speaker somewhere because I keep hearing myself echo like I'm in Palo Duro or something.
Do you have an extra set of cans somewhere there in the bunker that are on?
No, I don't. I don't think so. Check. No, there's nothing on it. Here. What about where you are? I guarantee it's on Mike Soroy's end.
No, I know it is. So I'm going to mute my mic, and you give me a check
okay.
and see if you don't hear the echo. So
okay.
Go.
Okay. So check. No, I still hear it.
Oh, thank God.
And it is probably my headphones because I got them really high. Hold on. Turn them down.
Gordon told me I was echoing. Then he suggested I start quilting things immediately in the 3 minutes before we went on the air. To perhaps
right.
put quilts
another problem
over my
with getting yeah I wanted him to like hurry up and start making
and like,
a quilt to treat
obviously
his walls.
I have yarn I have assorted colored yarns and but 3 minutes so I just made a little hand it's just the size of my hand it's not going to help
why
it's
do like you have yarn
you can't make a quilt out of yarn you can make an afghan out of yarn
yeah That's no I was going to make both. What do you make?
Why are you trying to limit his handiwork, his craft works?
Quilting is totally different than knitting.
I guess I'll just throw this heating pad away then, Dave.
What is that for?
That's what I worked on. I thought I was quilting.
You don't use a heating pad for quilting, do you?
No, that's what I made. It's a small heating pad so I can lift pots and pans with it.
It's a bong holder.
Bong holder. Okay, the other problem with getting on the air is I don't have the Muser's bunker broadcast equipment anymore, so I had to switch over to laptop technology, and I tried to do it on a PC rather than my Mac laptop, so I was going to have this dedicated laptop that was going to be bringing my high-quality Davey-matched microphone to the P1s, and it took me like an hour and a half to get the Windows updated. Because I don't know if you guys have used a PC in a long time, but...
Not if I can help it.
Oh, my God. You have to update the thing, like, 50 times.
Do you just remind me tomorrow every time any update is suggested? I do that.
Right.
Eternally.
Try tonight or remind me tomorrow. Yeah, remind me tomorrow.
Remind me tomorrow. Just every single time. I have no idea what they even want from me or how far back I am, and I kind of don't care.
It's funny how much confidence you have in your future self to get it done.
Yeah.
Remind me in an hour. I'll be squared away in an hour.
Tomorrow's going to be a good day for this.
Yeah, I'm going to have 15 minutes to update this software tomorrow, yeah, probably.
We can get all squared away tomorrow.
And I guarantee your fan is, like, running constantly. Somebody's used your computer to, like, mine, you know, 20,000 Bitcoin already.
My laptop sounds like my faptop sounds like a dang lawnmower sometimes. But
that's the problem.
It's operational.
That's why you need a dedicated faptop.
Just one.
Just a Chromebook that's just crusty.
Yeah.
One that you know is going to be soiled with your biological material and everybody else's computer viruses.
There's just nothing she can't take.
Yeah. Just when you go on Amazon, just in the search bar, just type in faptop.
Industrial strength. Do you think there's going to be, I was thinking about this, like, remember the fappening? When all those pictures were released of, like,
do we
know what is happening? Tell us about
Blake
that.
Knows. It's a couple of years ago, right? When all these,
it was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was a glorious day.
Yeah,
was there gonna, glorious day was
when all the celebrities
privacy.
When all the celebrities had their cloud accounts hacked.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that day gonna happen when we have videos of all of our little cameras on our laptops showing what we've been doing?
You don't keep a cover over your camera?
No, I don't have a little piece of electrical tape over my camera. I know you do, though.
Oh, I have better than that. I have one that I ordered online.
Shut up! What does that mean? No, they do not sell.
They sell like little...
It's like the little sliding door that you put over your camera, right?
Shut up! Seriously?
See, Dave knows about it.
I don't have it. I don't have it, but it is like a little thing that it's a little plastic thing that you like have double sided tape. And you stick it on your laptop, and you have a sliding peephole door that you can open and close your laptop camera.
Amazon has the C slide webcam cover, thin sliding laptop cam blocker.
Have it on my laptop and my phone, both front and backward facing cameras.
Phone.
No, you don't.
Yep.
How does the phone one work?
It's the same thing.
Huh.
Like these are probably designed for laptops, but I use them on the phone. No, I think that they're for the phone, too.
And electrical tape is free, and you could use that, but
electrical tape is free.
Borderline free. And you've paid up to $7. For the sliding webcam.
That's right. The convenience of the with your phone.
This one says ultra thin. Like that. Yeah,
so you can still close the laptop.
Oh my God. I'm expecting that day to arrive, I'll say.
You're going to do it?
No, when the videos of all of us. Everything our laptops see.
Right. When the ransomware is like, we have video of you. Fapping.
Yeah. Yes. And then you're just crazy eyed and sweating.
Mm-mm. I got the covers. I got the sliding barn doors.
Are you seriously saying you have that for your phone?
I'm seriously saying that.
A sliding camera cover. And it's just in case someone is watching through your phone.
I'm telling you, this whole technology thing.
So they can just hear you. They can't see you.
They can just hear the crying.
Well, that's why I have what's called a mic block. It's a little thing that you can insert inside the butt of your phone, and it blocks the mic signal.
Man, you are paranoid.
You really have that.
Mm-hmm.
Camera and mic block.
And... during my special alone time, I put on a disguise.
Yeah, okay, of course.
You put on the Gene Shalit wig. Just in case. Just in case, as a fail-safe, in case all of your other security measures don't work.
He puts on an iPad. Right.
And I go by Gene Shalit name to myself.
This is Gordon's phone, but it doesn't look like him.
the last line of defense.
Like Gene Shalit
is a Gene Shalit outfit.
He's painted as a tiger at a parking lot carnival.
The final level of defense.
Yes.
If they break through everything, if they can unslide your camera.
Right, if they can remotely unslide your
magnets.
Camera.
Yeah, but then the headline is just going to read, Gordon Keith likes to paint his
Gordon
face.
Gordon Keith dressed as Gene Shalit tiger face.
By the way, did you see, Gordon, the
How many
story?
Clicks? Hold on, I'm sorry. If there was Gene Shalit nudes from his laptop and TMZ broke this story... Like,
would you watch Gene Shalit?
How many clicks?
How many people know who Gene Shalit is?
I don't.
Why? Is he still alive?
Yes,
he
I was, actually just looked.
80? Did you reach into your bag of last century references and pull that out? That was you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I looked at my Gordon bingo card.
Oh, gosh.
Gene Shalit, alive, well, in New York City at the age of 95.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
No telling what that wig looks like now.
It's got to be gray, right?
Yeah.
I'm doing Gene Shalit now. Do you guys ever Google someone's name and write now? Oh, it's
Gene,
all
gray. Gene Shalit. Open sliding camera window.
Unlock
magnets.
What if we unlocked his camera window right now? And he's just...
Hey, speaking of overexposed, being overexposed online, did anyone ever look at Funhouse P1 Jess's online camel toe footprint?
I didn't.
Good.
But I will now.
I mean, she wants everyone to.
Text me what I might be looking for. On Twitter.
Nothing. You should respect her privacy.
Gordon, did you see
social media literally
widely.
Gordon, did you see the Guardian article that was tweeted at us earlier today?
No. What was it?
Okay, I did.
Did you see this, Gordon? Or
yes.
Mike?
Amazing.
What was it?
It's the worst thing I've ever seen ever.
Well, what was it?
So this guy, I don't have it in front of me. I'm just going from memory.
It was tweeted at us, right?
It was tweeted at us. A P1 sent it to us, the link. A guy in Colorado was sentenced, found guilty in the murder of his 12-year-old son, who he murdered in a fit of rage because his son had found pictures of the father wearing red bra and panties eating feces from a diaper.
Why is Mike laughing at this?
That's the echo. I was laughing earlier.
Oh. It's a very big room you're in. And he killed his son because of it?
Yes. It was like over Thanksgiving.
Oh, like this, well,
the son was visiting him.
Hello there.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the son and his older brother had found those pictures on the dad's laptop previously. And so they would look at them every once in a while, like, look at how crazy dad is. And then over Thanksgiving, he found out and went nuts, killed his son, and then, like, hid him in the mountains, like, dumped his body in the mountains and reported him missing.
Dang.
Like, worst dad ever.
And I think I'm looking at it. It says was killed in November of 2012, if that allows us to view things differently at all.
And it's just now making news?
No. He was
I guess he was just sentenced? I don't know why the article was just sent to me.
Outside of the dark and depressing element of the story.
Exactly. Let's move past that.
Is, like, obviously no one here on this show would do that to someone they're closely related to, that you would not take them out of this world. But what is the line where you would start killing people to keep something like that? Like
if one person knew one thing.
Line. In other words, we all know we would all kill Joe Lecce if he found something like that out of that.
Well, so what is the question? If you were eating feces out of a diaper and there was photographic evidence, who would you kill?
And only Jolecci had that photo.
How close of a person would you kill? Like, up at the ticket. What would the line be? Like, Mike, if you found out that Blake had found those photos.
In that case, I think I'd kill Norm.
Just because it's a win-win.
That benefits Mike.
So you'd like Blake being alive and knowing, but you'd kill Norm to prevent him from ever finding out.
Exactly. I don't want Norm to ever know that about me.
Right.
That makes sense.
So I thought you were going to say, is there a deep, dark secret in our pasts that we would kill for?
Ooh, that's a good one. Man, you ought to be a talk show host. So what? I'm trying to think.
I'll say no to that.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
No, there's no. I've never done anything.
I'm just trying to
even
out which one I've been with. But
which one you'd kill first in the name of?
Heck, if I found pictures of Mike Soroy eating stuff out of a diaper while dressed in a bra and panties, I think I would kill Norm too.
It's logic. You have to let logic take over.
Just as a preemptive strike.
Right.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want Norm to spend the last years of his life knowing that.
Thinking that too. Every day thinking that.
As a matter of fact, I've not even found these photos of you, Mike, by the way. But just in case someday I ever might find those photos, I'm going to kill Norm this weekend. Just to be safe.
Just to be safe. Yeah.
It's the responsible.
An ounce of prevention.
At this point.
Okay, how about this? We're talking about discovering sick things on your computer. What is the sickest thing you've seen online?
That was not sent to me by you?
I guess if you want to make that carve out, sure.
Blue waffle.
Oh, Blake, why did you do that to
us?
You
asked.
I just finally gotten that out of my head.
You know what? I will
constantly for the past 15 years. And I just now, earlier this morning, got it out of my head.
Gordon, where are we at on Goatsy?
I don't think Goatsy is as disturbing as one guy, one jar.
I've not seen that.
Proudly have not seen that.
Oh my gosh.
I'm almost ashamed to say I've never seen Blue Waffle. Because I don't want to see.
I'm violating the caveat that I carved out earlier, saying things that I've seen that have not been sent by Gordon. But if I can include things that were sent by Gordon, I would have to say the Japanese girls with the eels, the little baby eels.
What?
You don't even remember.
You're gonna have to be more specific.
It's like they were giving birth to tadpoles.
Oh, coming out! They're coming out.
Yeah, in a bathtub.
And Gene Shalit.
Okay.
Gene Shalit.
Yeah,
was
I do know what you're talking about.
Gene Shalit was nearby in a papa salon.
I would put. To me, that's not as disturbing as the one guy, one jar. You've got to watch that for the show. Your homework.
I'm not. Mm-mm. Does that involve broken glass? I think it does.
What?
That involves broken glass?
I think. Oh, you had GL in front of it. Yes.
Okay.
And the other two.
Because I've heard about many of these, and I hear about them. I'm like, why would I look at that?
The disturbing thing about the one guy, one jar thing is that, okay, it's this naked dude who's not even in a state of arousal, but you see him. I'm going to try to be very delicate and very sensitive to a lot that goes on, but you see him lowering himself onto a mason jar.
Yes.
And he's successful And then you hear this muted pop as the thing explodes. And then you watch him do a two-finger fishing expedition.
What?
And just pulling out shark tooth after shark tooth of glass.
What caused the pop?
Well,
the pressure.
The very little remaining pressure.
Yes.
His body could muster.
And he breaks the mason jar there in the interior of his human.
Nothing surprises me that people are like capable of, like the things that you do for your own fun or whatever. Like almost nothing would surprise me. But
the thing about this is that the guy didn't look like he was having fun.
No, it's the fact that he's rolling video.
Yeah, he set up a tripod.
He's in this very beaten apartment.
Any story, fine.
You've seen like,
no, I have it in front of me. I'm too scared to click play.
All right, play by play.
You ought to play it and just listen to the audio because he never says anything. That's the weird thing. He never is not out, just not, you know.
He plays it cool.
He's not moaning in pain or pleasure. He's just kind of very businesslike, retrieving 3 pounds of broken glass out of his hell area.
It's why the camera.
With Bud Dwyer nose waterfall going on. It's horrible. But that's not even the worst thing I've ever seen.
Oh, dear.
The worst thing I've ever seen is the... I don't know what... I'm not even going to name the cartel, but it was one of those cartels.
Okay, yeah. Is it my initials and then Dan Marino's number?
So are you talking about like a decapitation video?
Yeah. And somebody didn't tell me what was in the video. And they sent it to me. And then when the part of the scene starts up with the dude, it was just the worst. That's one that I had to shut the laptop
Were you guys all Faces of Death kids?
No,
when those VHSs were making the rounds back
Absolutely.
When we were younger,
dude, yeah, I was. I was downloading them over LimeWire or whatever.
I can't do that. I don't want to see people die on screen.
Yes, I don't either.
I don't want to see real death.
Oh, we need a palate cleanser. Dave, tell us your stripper story.
Which one?
Oh no!
Just kidding, kidding.
Some updated. Kidding. Updated tales.
When was the last time you were ever in one of those establishments?
It's been years.
Damn, months.
Very different answers. Very different answers. All right, you want to roll the? You want to spin the conversation roulette wheel?
Hell yeah!
Blake, do you have the wheel back there? He frantically searches for it.
I'm still watching One Man, One Jar.
Don't watch
it. Are you watching it? What's happening?
No.
Stop.
What's happening? Just pulled out a bull shark tooth.
Yeah.
Serrated.
Let me see here. Find this and do this and go here.
Does he have to be completely naked?
That's what I don't understand. It's the well. What do you want him to wear? Just some kind of
at least have socks on. I don't know.
Like an Olympic gymnast,
Metallica shirt, something.
Okay. I bet you I'm gonna get voicemail.
Hello, this is Norm Hitz.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 2-1-0-0.
Guess who wasn't answering his phone? Because he's dodging the funhouse.
Jub.
Lechi?
George Jub Jub Joe Lechi Dunham.
Come on.
Yep. Not answering his phone.
What is he doing
right
now?
Instead. Should we call Mike Ducey instead?
Definitely.
Ask Mike Ducey how he feels about Joe Trahan.
Uh-huh.
What's going on with Joe Trahan?
He's taking over for Dale.
Which Joe Trahan?
Black Joe Trahan.
Okay.
BJT. All right.
So should I call Ducey? He's asleep this time of night, isn't he?
10:30.
Yeah, his wig is on the styrofoam head.
Yes, his wig has been on that styrofoam head for like 2 hours.
Pinned in, nice.
Yes. Next to the long, kind of Joe Exotic looking one, and then
right
next to kind of a Angelina Jolie looking one.
Saturday night wig is on his head right now.
So I'm scared to call Ducey.
No, don't be scared. Don't be scared. You're Gordon. You can do what you want.
Yeah, I know.
Call Joe Lechi. Let's run off the 15 people we have. Does Gordon have Joe Lechi's phone?
No way.
How soon after he gave me his number do you think I deleted it?
Do you ever get, like, you give someone your number and they text you and then you never even put the name in? The number just sits there?
No, I put it on the block this contact.
Yeah. The contact block card for number. Him is do not answer.
Right.
Do you and Killer text each other?
Yeah, I text with Killer.
Oh, he learned how?
Killer.
He learned how?
Why do you hate him so much?
Yeah, let's get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, stop hating Killer.
Blake. You won.
He's harmless.
Yeah, you feel like you are above him in the pecking order now, right?
Not really, because he's still above me, I think. Assistant PD or whatever. Assistant to the PD.
That is flimsy.
Yeah, you know, that's a made-up.
Yeah, but you have more regular airtime than he has.
But now,
what's more important here?
A raise.
Now I'm just mad that he's about to become the richest person in the world.
Yeah, that's a bit of cosmic injustice that he married so well.
He was just doing so bad for so long.
Millions.
And then he stumbled into that.
Killer out of some money? Shouldn't that be a move that we pull?
Yeah, what kind of pyramid scheme can we talk Killer into?
Any of them.
Any and all.
I don't think he understands money.
He doesn't know what a pyramid is either.
No, he has no idea what the shape is.
Not identify a pyramid.
He just now learned circle.
So we just get him looped into a circle scheme.
Right.
That's a circle.
So you invest in this circle, and it makes you money every time the circle goes around.
Yeah, think about this, Killer. Think about how popular circles are. Don't you want to own a piece of that?
They're everywhere.
You can own your own sliver of a circle.
Imagine Killer trying to get people in the pyramid underneath him.
Oh,
he's like,
God.
Okay. I think I got it now.
It would never happen.
Hello. Thank you.
He is the least.
Hello. I am Killer.
Should we call him? He's got kids, though. Should we call him, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
And try to
Killer.
Convince him of a pyramid scheme to get in on a pyramid scheme?
Yes.
Oh, man.
All right, what's our...
Sorry, though. Oh, Jason. All right, let's see. But then again, I don't know if I call somebody if
they
can hear you.
Well, let's try it.
There's only one way to find out.
Okay. Oh, I can't call him. It's so late.
No, it isn't. It's 10:30, dude. It's fine.
It's Saturday.
This is what we'll do. We'll test it on Danny. Because Lord knows Danny is up right now.
Yes.
And we'll see if he can hear you guys.
Danny does have a newborn.
Oh, shoot. That's right. Damn it.
Why'd you say anything?
Oh, totally forgot. Okay, I hung up. Now he's going to be pissed at me.
Oh, you're so scared to call anyone.
Oh, I know it.
What happened to you, Gordon?
I got a conscience. Thankfully, which will hopefully keep me out of hell. But
here, I'm
doesn't,
if
doesn't
I
keep
send
you watching from watching One Man One Cup.
Gordon, if I send you a contact, I'm sending you a contact right now.
Okay.
And you should call this person because
Cubes.
This is a dude. No.
Cubes.
I think his name's Brian, but he called in once and he sounds
exactly like Killer.
Dude, he sounds exactly like Killer.
This is awesome.
So okay, if we can have actual great. Killer.
But is he, does he have kids or something like that?
I don't know. It's only 10:30.
And it doesn't matter to you.
You know how honored he would be to have the great Gordo call him on his phone?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. All right, here we go. So you have to talk to him in case he can't hear us.
Okay. But he's not going to recognize my number.
No.
And of course, now I'm giving him my number.
That's the bigger issue.
Yeah.
Just hear Joe Legend.
See, he's not answering.
This is Brian Martin. Leave a message and I'll call you back. Thank you.
Hey, Brian. This is Gordon from A Pyramid Scheme. And I was just calling to because I have an exciting opportunity for you. And I want you to tell me whether or not you can hear my friends talk friends.
Brian. Hey,
this is the best opportunity you've ever been encountered with in your life.
I'll say this, Brian. You can't afford not to get on board with this circle scheme.
Thank you, Brian. One man, one jar. Look it up on YouTube. I guess it's not on YouTube. Look it up on LiveLeak or whatever, Ogrish. Although I think that's been out of business for like 30 years. Anyway, Brian, take care. Enjoy your mason jar. Okay, what is he going to think?
He'll keep that forever. Message? He will keep that.
Yeah, he's going to play that for all his friends.
Do you think he'll recognize us?
He's already got your name and number saved in his phone to show
that's
to everyone
point.
He knows.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
You didn't think that through.
We are way overdue for a break here. We were supposed to break at 10:08.
Oops.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Gotta go.
We're a little behind. Here, we'll be back in two.
You're listening to a special edition of the Deep Night Ticket, otherwise known as Gordon Keith's Happy Fun House Party of Fun, starring Monsignor Gordon Keith, and live on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right. Yes, 2:40 on your Saturday night, P-Lines. You got your best radio buds coming out with you. I'm Gordon Keith, along with Mike Zeroy and Gen X Davey, and the Blake Jones. The Blake Jones.
You've got 2/3 of Hot Push with you.
Yeah, so what's the story? Now, I heard some people talking about Hot Push, and then I found out that that was the name of a guest y'all show while we were on vacation.
Yeah, week 2 of Muser's Dry Dock was Hot Push.
Okay, what was week 1? Y'all had a different name then?
Well, Matt Birmingham was there instead of me, so that was the Shawn Michaels show featuring Matt Birmingham.
That's right.
Dude, why didn't y'all ask me to be on?
Because you were on vacation.
Dude, every time we do it, too, and Matt and Davey both got it, where they do fun stuff at 8:40, and if they don't do anything, everyone's like, oh, you just play old audio.
Just mail it in.
Yeah, oh, just play old audio, like, lame. And if they try to do a character or something, they're like, dude, don't try to do
Don't
character.
Even try. You're not Gordo.
Try nothing. Please try nothing.
Go to hell, you loser.
Oh, someone online didn't like something you did? Weird.
It's like, good Lord.
Do you like the way that you just can't win in this world? You
yeah.
do
the worst.
A, you get killed. You do not A, you get killed.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Hey, I get killed for it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you still get it from time to time. Well, I would say, it's probably just occasional. But it's still, if you do something that's, you know, a character you've done for a long time, it's stupid, boring, time to move on.
Right. Tired of that character. Heard it a million times. Okay, here's a new one. I hate that one.
Stupid, man.
Why did you ever think that was airworthy?
And that went back to the workshop.
Go back to the classics.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's the job we chose.
Love you, P1s.
You know, I really didn't know it when I started the job it was going to be like that. It wasn't until online forums.
Yeah.
That I realized that people that love you hate you.
But it's also like
the station, like the show, even like you, a lot of the time will just say the most cutting things about you when they assume that you would never see it. I guess that's all of us. It just took the internet for us to realize that we were all doing that to each other.
But I think proportionally, number-wise, it's askew. Like, let's say, let's just say there's 1,000 people listening to something you do.
Mm-hmm.
There's, let's just, and then if there's 1,000 listening, there's probably 12, maybe 25 that are going online and writing about it. And of those, there's one, maybe two, that are writing negatively about it.
Right.
So it's, yeah, I think there's just a certain
self-selection that happens with that. It's like
it's just so disproportionate, to get mad at the one or two, you know, like, I don't know, who cares? I mean, that it's easy to say that, you know, but if somebody hammers me for something and is like, you suck, I read it and it doesn't feel good, but I don't think I really care at this point.
Speaking of, Davey, I don't know if you know this about Mike, but he did something that I don't think you've ever done.
Which is?
He posted himself on Roast Me.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you ever spent much
time. On the Reddit? Is it a Reddit thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, you just post a picture and people just rail on you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you did this as a circ bit, didn't you?
Yeah, it was me and my brother. Okay. And we wrote something like, coolest brothers in Dallas. Check us out.
Just tee them up.
Look, was well baited.
And we both kind of had pathetic looks on our faces and like half smiles.
Yeah, no,
I don't know when we talked about it, if that was on one of the fun houses or not, but the best one was about Cash. And it was like, okay, hold on. He said, the guy on the right, which would have been Cash, he looks like Robin Williams had Robin Williams lived long enough to let himself go.
There's also one about you guys looking like a scrotum or something. I forget what that.
Unshaven balls.
Yeah.
Which I thought was fine, but I don't think that was that funny. I thought the Rob Williams one was really
I would have to draw myself a warm bath and
I'm telling you,
find some razor blades.
One of them have you read much of it, Davey? Have you spent much time on Roast Me and
No. No, I don't I don't like negativity.
Mike, did it hurt when Mr. Clean left your mother?
I mean, there are some really funny put downs on.
Yeah, I'm sure that there is some comedic gold. It's just, it just makes me uncomfortable.
There's some really funny ones, but there's also some that aren't funny, like the one I remember, which is definitely not funny, but it's the one guy who said, I wish someone would fly a plane into those twins.
Oh, my God.
They said about you and Cash?
Yes, because they thought we were twins, which I deleted and I was like, no, hey, no.
That's where you draw the line. That's your diaper feces line.
That's your I'll kill my 12-year-old line. The problem is you'll read some of those, you know, somebody will post their picture and is like, come on, let me have it. Come on, I can take it. And you see their enthusiasm wane as they respond to the first few.
Yes.
Roast you say, oh, that's a good one. I think that's funny, too. I'm right there with you on that. And then you see the light just kind of go out of their metaphorical eyes. And then they just, like, they'll delete their Twitter account. I mean, their account.
Just had enough.
Oh, it's so sad.
And there's some wild-looking people who do it, too. Just fertile grounds.
See, I'm convinced that a lot of times people are posting their friends on there.
Or yeah, how can you verify that that's the person behind the account?
You
can't.
Are literally holding, well, okay, not behind the account, but you have to hold the piece of paper in your hands in the picture that says, roast me.
All right, or but I've Reddit done this gag. Me. I've done this gag.
Yeah, but you can Photoshop somebody holding a piece of paper.
Exactly. I'll do the old, I'll have my camera. I got a new 35mm camera, and I was like, hey, George, hold up this piece of paper. I need a white balance. Now, it's for a 35.
Did he fall for it?
Yes, he held up the piece of paper and everything, and I was like, oh, this is great. Now I have an eternal source of Photoshop fun. George holding up a sign that says whatever I want it to say.
Right.
Didn't Gordon, you do, I think I remember this. I was either with Fox Sports or something. This is before I'd even spoken to you, and I think you were sitting down for an interview. It's literally the first, like, in-person Gordon joke I ever heard, and I'm pretty sure it was you. and you were sitting down for this interview, and you're like, hey, bud, I can take my shirt off if you need a white balance. And I was like, that's funny.
Yeah, thank you.
I like that guy.
That was off air. Like, that was off air humor.
Off air, like inside TV.
Bonus material.
Cameraman comedy. I'm like, that's funny. I think I've even stolen that once or twice in my numerous TV appearances, you know, that I've had.
What is your history with the ticket, Mike? Like, before you worked at the ticket, did you know about the ticket?
No. When I moved here from Los Angeles, I lived there with a pretty misguided plan to work in sports. But cash...
In sports.
Well, because I was in TV in L.A., kind of. And I...
I didn't hear this story. I don't know that. So you were a big-time TV guy in L.A.?
High-level TV executive. No. No one said big-time. I'm as far from big-time. But I did work for The Simpsons, which I know we've talked about, I'm quite sure.
No.
Well, I've talked about dozens of times on the air, but if you're, you know, if you never heard any of them. Anyway, I moved here to work into sports, and I worked at Fox Sports Southwest, and I did the... one of my jobs, I was a font coordinator. So, at the bottom of the screen, they have like the stats, you know, and like the scores going by. Like, that was my job. And then I was on MySpace and I saw the ticket posted something that said, want to work here? And I clicked on it and they said they were looking for a ticker guy. So I contacted Frito and I was like, dude, I do tickers now, which is coincidentally
it was true.
A similarly named duty. Mm-hmm. But the skill sets do not align in any way. But I did figure I could write, you know, 1 minute sports reports and read them. So I got in touch with Frito and kind of BS'd a little bit of my history. But, working at the ticket, or specifically ticker people, like, I don't know if your resume or your college degree or whatever matters. If you can sit down, read the sponsors, knock out tickers, do it remotely, eloquently, and sound like you know what you're doing, like, you can work here. It doesn't really matter what your schooling is, I don't think. So I was okay enough. And then you hired me to do weekend tickers. And then, you know.
And then you're, from there. Next thing you know, you're killing Norm for seeing Joe Lecce eat out of a diaper.
And now I'm making $24,000 a year, you know. Like,
congrats. Look at you.
So, last laugh.
Yeah, I don't think Davey ever topped out that high.
No. Ticket. I think actually, I think I did make like 32.
The last
time I did tickers for the hard line, I think I was making like 32, maybe.
Dang,
man, you guys get paid?
Oh, Blake, you are so
not for this.
So in our prayers tonight.
They said it would be really good experience for me in the future, which I guess it is, but something.
I have no idea. Do you guys know what everyone at the ticket makes?
No idea.
Would you want to know?
No.
Probably.
I'm sure all the P1s would love to know.
They asked me.
If there was like a salary cap for the ticket and they could see like the whole roster.
Yeah. I think that's so wrong the way I've said this on the air before, the way that pro teams, that people's salary is just known. Like all these players, their salaries are known. That just seems like it's BS to me.
Dude, one of the first, I'd been working there for years, a few years, weekends, but then I was working with Norm, and I went to training camp with everybody. And I didn't know really know you guys well at all, and some circumstance led to us driving back from training camp in a car together. It was the three Musers and me, and you guys were all kind of small talking me, whatever. And I don't know if you brought it up or I did, but they're like, what do people ask you about us or something? It's a little vain. I don't think it came up organically, but you're like, what do people ask? I'm like, well, everybody asks you, or everyone asks me what you guys make. And then you guys are like coy and silent. And then you're like, well, what do you say? I'm like, I obviously don't know. I don't know to this day. And then you, I think we're in the back seat with me, go, what do you think we make? And you guys made me guess your salaries, which I did. And then I will never forget, like, the 20 seconds of silence once I finally had the courage to, like, say a number. Like, what the hell do I know? I have no idea. And I said a number, and you just all kind of silently, and Craig was kind of just slowly nodding. not to say.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yes, you know, before bonuses and sponsorships, yeah, that's probably about right.
Because you guessed it exactly.
Yeah, you nailed it.
I slowly
pulled out the gun and put it to your head.
To the dollar and say sleep. Sleep in California.
That's the end of Mike's Roy. But what if we had done that? What if we'd killed you? That was our diaper and red panties mission, and you knew it. So we had to get rid of you.
Yeah, no choice but to eliminate me.
Dump him out in Joshua Tree National Forest.
Right. Yeah.
You made me guess
a
number.
You know what your coworkers make, should you?
No, it's confidential when you're in a corporate environment. You're not supposed to know what anyone else makes.
They say.
Because it sows insubordination and discontent.
I know, to everyone, because it doesn't, let's say that you're happy with how many people do you think are happy with their salary? Like, think that, okay, this is pretty good.
I mean, like, maybe a third, maybe a third of people, maybe half.
Okay.
Like, they think, for where I am in my career, I'm doing all right.
Mm-hmm. So that third of workers in America are the happiest, right, with what they make. Because that's the top level, is, hey, I make about what I think I should. And I'm okay with that. And then if you tell them what other people make, it can only go down from there. Because they're going to find out that somebody else makes more than they do, that they think does half the work. And they're going to get upset. What good can come out of knowing what someone else makes?
Yet, as you said, in sports and entertainment, it's all out there for public consumption.
It might not be for good, but I would gladly peruse that spreadsheet if it was slid across a table to me.
I would too. I want to know how much Norm is stealing from this company.
Well, I'm more concerned on the low side. For those of us who are 10 years into the game and have a salary less than our age.
Yeah, that's what I meant. How much Norm is stealing from the other people in this company.
That's not what you meant.
Who do you think makes the most at the ticket?
Well,
You know what? Bob probably, when he did his power play, he probably.
No, I don't think so. Because I would guess 10 years ago, things were a little, I would say, better, if you will. And then the thing is with salaries, once you're on this trajectory, that's just where you are. And your percentage that they give you, you know, maybe goes up a few. And like, oh, but look how much more you're making. And I think perhaps maybe our Fighting Morning Show was on a timing-wise and well-earned, a very nice trajectory 10 plus years ago, and that has continued to eke its way upward. So if I had to guess, I would think the three of you. Now, if you feel like being transparent, I would wonder if the three of you are exactly the same or not.
I don't know.
It's 10:56 on the tip.
Yeah, do we need to get a spot break in this hour?
We do. We have to do something to pay for my salary right now.
This. Our FCC license was saved for 27 years. Now, please help us keep our little Saturday night secret. You've stumbled upon Gordon Keith's Happy Funhouse Party of Fun on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Tip.
It is Gordon Keith's Fun House of Fun, starring David Lane, featuring Mike Soroy, with Blake Jones. Gordon, right before we came back, said, I'll be back. Take it.
Yeah, he had to go count his money.
If I'm not back, yeah. He just got another shipment of money in.
And then we just heard a bunch of coughing in the background. Hope he's okay.
Yeah. Coughing and crying and duct tape noises. Have you guys ever been to Hamilton Pool?
I have.
You have?
I have been. It's been a
nice.
While.
Is it nice? Does the pictures look?
It's beautiful. You can do some cliff jumping.
Dude, I love two things I love, go-karting and cliff jumping.
Because you live on the edge.
No, I wouldn't say that, but those are two things I love. Is there good cliff jumping there?
There are some good spots, some outcroppings to do some jumps. Yeah.
Do you need to, like, reserve? Because I think it gets, like, super crowded. Like, I think you have to reserve your position there or something.
I have no idea. It's been so long since I've been there. So I have no idea how they do it now.
Yep. There's a number right there to reserve reserve a spot or a ticket or whatever. I don't know. I think Gordon was about to reveal his salary to us, and then that break.
He just had to.
I'm
trying to finish eating.
What do you eat? Are you really eating?
He had to get on his online banking and check his balance.
Just to make sure you guys didn't hack me.
Well, he had to move his sliding door cover over and then check his bank account.
Yeah. How do you work the facial recognition with your little sliding window?
I don't use that facial recognition mask.
You still use you punch in the code every time?
Mm-hmm.
Punch in a
Actually, I use a security key.
What is
you
that?
Have like a, you have like an eye lock thing? Like a dongle?
Yeah. Yeah, like a dongle thing on my keychain.
No, you don't.
I'm seriously concerned about security because I think the Russians are trying to hack into our North Korea.
Take down morning shows one at a time.
Yeah, take down.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, speaking of
Marconi
eating.
Marconi Award winners, huh? Okay.
Wait, stop the show. What accent was that?
Northern Russian.
It's more Ukrainian.
This was them planning to.
Wait, aren't you? You're some kind of messed up.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm
you're
Lithuanian.
One of those weird things. Yeah,
yes,
Lithuanian.
Lithuanian. Yes, along with Jason Sudeikis, the most popular dude in America right now.
See, I always thought he was Greek.
No, Sudeikis is very Lithuanian, as is Delkus, Pete Delkus.
Really? Yeah, Lithuanian as hell. Weird. Kind of.
Why are you applying?
He always knew he was a sleeper cell.
Why are you applying it to weird?
I don't know. I fear all those. I don't even know.
What, breakaway Russian republics?
Yeah.
Is that what you want to call it? Why? Because every movie, like, if they need someone to be a bad guy, they have to go. They have to make him white.
Yeah.
But they have to go Eastern Euro with it.
I'm pretty sure that your people were responsible for that chainsaw head video that I saw.
That you watched.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think it was done by Lithuania 13 or whatever cartel y'all have over there. Mm-hmm. Do you know any of your people over there?
Yeah, I've been there.
And met family?
Yeah, I met family in Lithuania, in Vilnius, in Kaunas, in Palanga. But we had to fly through Moscow to get there, so we went to Moscow in 1990-91.
Did they all look like shaved, deflated scrotums?
Yes.
All right.
They kind
Dave,
of
this is this man's heritage, okay?
Listen and laugh.
It's just so cool.
Yeah, went to Red Square and saw...
Mike can't help the way he looks.
How do we... I'm hot as S, and I have an athletic build, so yes, I'm good. I went to Red Square and saw Lenin's body.
Really?
In the tomb, yeah, entombed underneath
Red Square.
There's a video Square.
Online.
Is his face all sunken?
No, his face looks great, but you ought to see them take him, when they take him out of that whatever chamber that he's in.
Yeah.
His body's like this weird hollowed out rubber chicken thing.
Do they have to like vacuum him every once in a while for dust bunnies?
Yeah, they run a dust buster across him. What's the
right,
equivalent
it gets
of
caught,
dust
it gets caught yeah. It gets caught on his little his beard and it
like sucked off.
Oh, it's fine.
Whoa.
They're like
run a Roomba over his uniform.
Yeah. And they're like, look, everyone's just going to be looking at his beard anyway, so make sure the beard looks good.
Would you want to be preserved like that for all time?
No.
I think, wasn't the bit that Stalin and Lenin were preserved there, and then due to political pressures, I think they got rid of Stalin's preserved body and put him in the wall of the Kremlin, where the famous Russian diplomats and cosmonauts.
See how he knows about all this?
Yeah, he's so Russian.
Yeah, you're tied in with all that stuff over there.
No, I want to be cremated.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of the adopted thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't deserve to be.
Yeah, I don't deserve to. I don't deserve to take up any land. And no one will visit it anyway.
Right. So you need to be destroyed.
Yeah, like a stray dog, just destroyed and incinerated.
Oh. I go back and forth on that cremation deal. Like sometimes I think, no, I like I do like the tradition of there being a grave that.
Being worm food.
Yeah, and then people can see, and you return back to the earth, and you become worm food and boll weevil.
Yeah, but when you're embalmed, you're not worm food. You're just this creepy corpse in the ground.
Dude, have you seen what happens to embalmed corpses? They go away, too.
Do they?
Yeah, the embalming buys you a few weeks. Not even that. I mean, I think you really start breaking down in a few days. You liquefy.
Ugh.
The cheekbones go first.
Your eyes go first. Just FYI. From what I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, from what you've got on pulled up on LiveLeak.
I heard his shorts go down when he pressed play on that video.
It just has a time lapse on it.
I heard the elastic.
Hey, there is a body farm in, I think, San Antonio, one of like the two body farms in America, or maybe North America or the Western Hemisphere.
Where they like mulch you?
No, they don't mulch you, but they study bodily decomposition. And the way they do it is that they will leave bodies out in a field. They'll put one up under a tree. So it's like decorating the land with bodies to see how people decompose in different circumstances, and they study them for forensics. And one of the primary facilities for that kind of study is here in Texas. It's down in near San Antonio, I think.
So you already signed up for that?
I read a whole long piece on this and then reread it.
And printed it.
And then programmed a drone to go circle it.
I was so happy when drone technology finally got here. Where I could go spy on the body farm.
Do you own a drone?
No, I don't own a drone.
Yes, you own a drone.
Yes, he does.
I do not. I don't own a drone. Do you guys have one?
No.
Cash has like a fleet.
Yeah, that's true. For
video production. Wink.
Ooh, can I hire him? I have a body farm documentary I want to make.
You guys want to talk to Brian?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Brian called back. He's the guy who I called and left a message. I guess he figured out who we were. So let's go to Brian. You're on the Fun House.
Hey, how's it going?
Brian is famous on the ticket because he called in to either Cirque or whatever, and he got like three sentences out, and we're like, stop. You sound exactly like Jason Killer Kellison. Brian, how are you tonight?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, I think I'd called in to talk about CeeDee Lamb and the Cowboys, and it suddenly spiraled out of control, evidently. Oh, I got. Really?
I have to apologize because I called you, Brian, and I didn't know whether you had a kid or something like that, that this would be an ungodly hour for us to contact you. Do you have children?
Yes, I have a daughter that's 5, and she just went to bed not too long ago. She had strep throat today, so I've been dealing with that.
How do you feel about circles?
What kind of circles are we talking about? Like crop circles?
No, like investing in circles.
Investing? No opinion.
Would you like to learn more?
How many circles do you own?
How many what?
How many circles do you own?
I don't think I have any.
See?
Can you imagine the pride that you would feel in knowing that you could own a piece of a circle?
You could have a pyramid of circles.
Yeah, imagine a huge pyramid of circles, and everyone on the bottom of the circle pays the people
right
who are above them in the pyramid.
And guess who's near the top, Brian?
Who?
You, Brian, you.
Oh. One day you could be at the very pinnacle of the circle.
I can envision that.
Does it sound like a pretty good deal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it
sounds good, huh?
Because you work hard for your money right now, Brian. What do you do for a living?
I work in corporate for a company. It's a medical company.
Imagine having to never work in corporate for a company.
For a company. Medical
or otherwise.
A medical company.
Yes.
That would be great.
Imagine having financial freedom from all of that.
Imagine being able to be so wealthy you could start your own company, medical company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be awesome.
All right. See, now we're talking.
I'm in.
So all you would have to do is to pay the people above you in the circle a little bit of money. And then you get some people who then pay you money, and then you pay the people above you in the circle their portion of the pyramid as well.
Okay.
So it's like a percentage deal.
Yeah.
Sound good?
I can't see any issues with it whatsoever.
And then in a snap, you'll be making big bucks.
Yeah. Right. But all you have to do is sign over the money that you are going to inherit from your wife's family.
The oil people.
Right.
No, we might have issues with that. I don't know. I would have to say, I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Hey, who wears the pants in this family?
Yes. Who wears the red bra and panties?
Who's holding the diaper?
Who's got the diaper full of feces?
His family.
When was the last time you sat on a mason jar?
That's been a long time. I don't really recall.
Olay. Unbelievable how much you sound like him. Amazing, Brian. Well, we're sorry for bugging you so late at night, but we just wanted to bring you this opportunity as soon as we became aware of it.
And speaking of opportunities, Brian, you're talking to Gordon Keith of the Musers, a man who makes a salary so large, he's going to reveal it.
So large that I can't even disclose it in the back of rental cars on trips. So
at 11:59, he's going to disclose exactly how much he makes per year.
But, Brian, I imagine you're a big fan of the ticket and a P1. You're talking to Gordon. If you'd like to ask him any question, anything at all, no rules, no limits, this is the chance. And not too many people get this opportunity, but you've been good to the ticket. So I think this is your chance, Brian. What do you have for Gordon?
How good bass player are you?
Good question.
Great question. He could have asked the salary one, and I would have had to have responded truthfully because
Funhouse one question.
But he decides to go with
how good of a bass player are you?
I would say on a scale from 1 to 10, I am a 3.
No, you're easily a 6, maybe a 7.
On a scale of 1 to, let's say, 485,000.
Great bass players.
From 1 to $485,000 annually.
That's before bonus?
Clearly.
That's before live spots, before ratings bonuses.
Remotes.
I'd always heard that you had a back-end deal where you got a certain percentage of the advertising revenue. That was always a rumor about you, Gordon. Hmm. And not too many people know about or something.
Have you ever seen that Lithuanian video of that dude getting his head taken off?
Not Lithuanian.
Oh.
No.
Did I answer your question in the way that you needed it answered in order to address?
Yes, I've always wondered. And then I
thank you, Brian.
Anything. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling us back. And thank you for giving us good practice for when we take Killer for all he's worth. All right. Do we want to go back to the phones, guys?
It can only go
it's your
up.
Show.
I was trying to make him maximum nervous talking directly to Gordon, so I thought
he
we'd get some
pretty nervous.
Some good Killer out of him. But he went with
that was a very killer question.
Are you good bass?
Are you good at the basketball?
How many fingers do you use on the guitar?
My one and only question for you is, you having a good day? He did kind of waste his question.
All right. He tore his question.
Blake, right, who do we have?
888-787-1310. Ask Gordon anything.
No, it's ask Davey anything.
No, it's ask Gordon about his salary.
Let's go to Blind Kelly.
Oh,
the best.
Blind Kelly.
She's fun blind, though.
What is fun blind?
I know Kelly. Kelly's awesome, right?
Can you hear me?
Can I do what?
No, can
you hear
me?
Us? Kelly!
Yes.
Kelly?
No, she's blind, Gordon. Blind.
We're trying.
You don't have to yell. You don't have to yell.
It is so good to talk to you.
I love you guys so much.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's blind. So that means... So she has, like, super hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really, you don't even need to be...
Her other senses are heightened.
I love you guys.
Hear us without ever turning on the radio.
So, Davey...
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, it's ask Davey anything you want to know.
I love you, Gordo. I love you, Mike. But this is a call for Dave.
Okay,
what I'm talking about. You know that Dave and I use the same microphone. You should like me too,
Dave. You graduated Trinity High School, right?
I did. I did, indeed.
What year?
What year?
Yeah.
We are Trojans, strong and mighty. We're the class of 1990.
Okay, I graduated with you.
No way. I didn't know there were any blind bitches in my class.
Whoa! Yeah.
Blind bitches at your class.
Yeah, did you bump into Davey at the graduation?
I graduated with you, Davey.
Dude, really? Did you guys know each other, Kelly? Did you know Dave Lane in high school?
No, I don't know. I like, okay, so my blindness didn't really start till I was 23, but I'm an awesome athlete. Sorry. You know, hate to say that, but I was. And I like.
So what was your sport? What was your sport at Trinity?
Softball. I just walked on basketball one day and I was like, okay, I think I'll play basketball. So yeah. Davey Lane, I swear, I was like one of the awesome. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Good.
Players? Basketball players? So, Kelly, you have no recollection of Dave in high school.
That was not memorable.
The goth kids in the corner, dressed in all black.
You know what? I was offered the gig to be the guy that dressed up as the Trojan at the pep rallies in the football games, and I turned it down.
Are you serious? Oh, my God. Like, when... yeah. It, and I just friended you, like, I think about a year ago.
He's getting around to it.
And Dave, you have no recollection of soon-to-be blind Kelly?
No, I did not know that I was I was in the same class with a girl who was a great athlete who would soon become blind.
Yeah, it sucks that I'm blind, but, you know.
It does.
Oops.
Dave's plan worked. So, let me ask you this, Kelly. Yep. You've been blind since you were 23 or somewhere in there, right?
Right, correct.
And how old are you now? Well, if you're Dave's age, so this has been...
I'm 49. Yeah, I'm 49. Okay.
So, when you dream at night, you still... dream in visuals, or do you dream more auditory now, or has it changed over time?
Actually, you know what? That's a weird question you just asked, because yes, now I dream more like with people talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's really weird, but I mean, we don't have to get on. I mean, we don't have to get, that's weird. People don't want, I don't even know if people want to hear that. You know, I will say this, though.
Well, I think that's interesting. I think people find that interesting.
Okay.
Because I said, yeah, I came up with it. So, because it is interesting to think about how, to me, dreams are really visual. You know, right. And but to somebody who doesn't see, that's not their everyday sensory input. So why would you still dream visually?
No,
this many
I don't.
Decades later.
It's all hearing, and you know, yes, correct.
But Kelly, maybe, I've met you, and we're.
Maybe do you dream?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, no, you go. No, you go.
Kelly,
go. No, you go.
Hey, I want. I would love to talk on the radio, because I think that there's a lot I could teach people about being visually impaired, but not being where black blind, where, and no, it's not.
I'm sorry.
African-American blind.
Well, I think you're doing good here in the vetting process, and I think this is someone Gordon, if it's your show, should we go ahead and push her onto the radio? I think we should go ahead and do this and put her live on the air. I mean... She's
yeah,
earned it.
Let's go ahead. Okay, I'll give you a countdown, Kelly, and we'll throw the switch.
Okay.
That will then...
I vote yes, so yes. I think yes.
We'll then route your voice to the transmitter. Okay?
All right, here we go.
You ready for it, Kelly?
Let's do it live. Yeah.
Blake, are you ready to hit the switch?
I'll count down, and then when I hit one and then say go, then you can start teaching people.
Blake and the board op both have their keys in. Turn them at the same time.
98. 97.
Bye, guys.
96. 95. What?
How do you feel about circles?
She doesn't know what those are.
Do you remember what shape they are?
Kelly, listen. I know you in real life.
She can't dream in circles anymore, Dave.
Kelly, for real, take this opportunity live on the air to ask Gordon Keith anything you want to ask him, Kelly. Hammer
his salary.
He has to answer the question.
I'm taking all questions about my bass playing.
All right. So, Saroy, I have something else to tell you. Or not Saroy, but Gordon Keith, listen. Yeah. You went to Richardson, right?
I did. That's another thing that I will pull out a gun in the back of a rental car and hold it at your head, because you know too much now.
Oh, my God. I'm the only freaking B1 that calls in late night whenever y'all are, because I'm the huge P1. All right.
You are so the huge P1.
Here's the deal.
Have a drink tonight on us. How
Just
does that
one.
Sound?
You've earned it. We have your... Yeah, the first drink. I'm gonna
fumble over to the bar and have a drink on us.
I am literally sitting. I'm sitting. I'm not even drinking right now. I had too many. But
you had too many when?
Well,
earlier tonight.
Yeah. No.
Like, are you
fine.
Are you drunk? Or are you just like buzzed? Or are you like blind drunk?
Or what?
Gordon?
Yes.
I'm blind drunk. It's fine.
Okay. I want you to know that I'm the only one of the three of the guys on the air right now that praised Heath Louise. You can't say that. What was your Richardson question? Did you get that, Blake, by the way?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Did
we,
they get
we
it?
We caught it in
I'm
time.
Sorry.
Yeah, we got it. No, you're fine.
I'm sorry. Blake, I'm sorry. I promise.
Well, don't
I'm
do it
sorry.
Again. Don't blindside me like that.
Okay, I promise I'm sorry. But I will right. tell you, Gorda, when I was at Ticket Stock, it was Summer Bash. You just, shot me down.
I shot you down? How?
Yeah.
Do we need to go to break?
Do you lean in for the kiss, or?
What?
Siobhan? How did he shoot you down?
Yeah, how did I shoot you down?
Well, I walked up to you, and it breaks my heart because I'm such a big P1. And I was like, hey, I listen all the time. And Gordo, you said, okay, yeah, whatever.
How did you know it was him?
Yeah, I don't think that you had the right.
I think you were talking to Gene Shalit.
No, because
I think I would have remembered if someone had come over and, felt me for 15 seconds before they said, hey, Gordon. Otherwise, how are you going to know it's me? That did not happen.
Yeah, it did. It was right in front of TikTok or Summer Bash. You broke my heart.
She made a clay sculpture of your face.
Okay. Kelly, you really did approach Gordon, and you said, whatever, I'm a big fan. And he, what did he say?
And I said, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
No,
and I love you, Kelly, but he's a kind person. And we're at Ticket Stock, too. It's not like he was at a Chili's, too.
Trying to catch a flight to Albuquerque.
There's good news here, Kelly, in that wasn't me that you said that to.
Yeah, it
and
was.
An explosion
I
hole.
Said whatever. Because I said, hey, I was just on when I won the with Corby saying whatever about my children's faces. And then I was like, hey, I'm Blank Kelly. And I was like, I just wanted to really meet you. You said, whatever.
I mean, it sounds believable.
If she
sounds believable to me.
Maybe he's buying it.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I went to high school with her, so I believe her.
Yeah, y'all are old friends. Kelly, what did you do tonight? I think that you've had a few, haven't you?
I went to happy hour and I had fun. You know, I'm home. Yeah. I'm sitting on my patio. I'm fine.
You're in a safe place.
Yes. And no, I don't vape and no whatever. I don't even know what you said. My husband is going to be pissed off right now because he's not even out here. Because y'all got to say hi to y'all got to say hi to Jeff. Hold on.
Jeff, I know Jeff. I love Jeff.
Let's talk to Jeff.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm walking through the house. Here.
Oh, no.
Here. Where are you going to find him hanging?
No.
No.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Gordon.
Jeff, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
Hi, Jeff.
Jeff, do you listen to the ticket?
Yeah, I got Kelly listening to the ticket. Yes, I've listened.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Hey, all right, thanks,
Jeff's
man.
Jeff's a legend.
Maybe I'll start it on the air.
He's like day one, P1.
Oh, she's still on the phone.
Nobody wants to talk to me.
No, I do, Mike. Thank you for your service, Mike. We do appreciate it.
Thanks for taking care of Kelly.
Well, I don't really take care of her.
Well, who works the stick out in front of her?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, you guys. Well,
I think that's interesting. So you get the you walk with the stick, right? You can use the stick thing, right?
No.
You can't do that?
Service dog?
Look, I met Kelly. She's legally blind, but Kelly, you can still see some things, right?
Oh, wait a second. So you've been misleading us here.
No, Gordon, stop. Listen, I can see, like, figures and shapes.
Circles.
So you remember circles.
My God, whatever. No, I see figures and shapes.
Okay. All right, if you see a big pyramid coming your way.
Say yes.
Wait, because it's Jason Kellison trying to sell you something. All right, Kelly, thank you so much, and thank you to your lovely husband, Jeff. You guys are good P1s, and I'm sorry that you felt that was me that said that to you at Summer Bash or wherever it was. But I guarantee you it wasn't me.
Well, it was. It is fine. But you know what? You were so sweet on the phone when I won my e-brake. I really appreciate it. So
thank you.
I miss seeing all of y'all, and I love all of y'all. And you guys make my day because I can't see and I listen.
You can barely see.
Yeah.
And you guys. So thank you.
All right, bye, Kelly. Thank you.
Okay, we gotta go to break, Kelly.
We gotta go to break. It's 11:31 on the ticket.
This is the show your mother and father and also priest and the neighbors warned you about. Listen at your own risk to Gordon Keith's Happy Funhouse Party of Fun, starring Monsignor Gordon Keith. And live on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
P1 Marv, the Cosmic Cowboy, says he would sit on a mason jar for me. What would that do for me? I'm not requesting anyone to sit on a mason jar for me. Listen to the Happy Fun House with Fun Time. We've got our fun time friends all gathered here in the fun house. Mike Saroy, Dave Lane, Blake Jones. And I wanted to do one more of these before we headed off to camp. And I wouldn't be able to do it next weekend because of my massive travel preparations that I do on Saturday night before flying to camp. I got to get all my typewriters packed up.
All your quick shirts.
My quick shirts. My 47 quick shirts.
All you know slightly what? Different shades of black.
That quick shirt is. Which is a shame because that's like one of my favorite shirts of all time. Do you guys have that where you have... There's probably only been like a handful of t-shirts in my life that I've just loved. Fit perfectly. Never seen...
What your oldest piece of clothing is that you still have in somewhat rotation?
Yeah, I do. I think it is... Davey, you may remember this because you may have gotten one of these too at the time. It's an I Got Shot in Deep Ellum t-shirt.
No, I never had one of those.
Somebody made these novelty shirts and they gave me like, I don't know, 4 or 5 of them. And one of them was I Got Shot in Deep Ellum. And for whatever reason, it's really comfortable. And it still is in regular rotation. And I guarantee you that was at least 20 years ago that someone gave me that. A t-shirt that I've been wearing for 20 years.
It's not threadbare yet?
No. No. How old's your oldest t-shirt, Mike?
I have a shirt from when I was in the Air Force, a shirt they gave us. I have my shirt. It's a gray shirt that literally just says Air Force from basic training. And on the back of my, like where the tag would normally be, it's like my social security number because that's what you're supposed to put on your shirts that's when you're in basic training.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that one. I never wear it, but I just keep it for nostalgia. But that would have been... 97, 98. So that's 23.
Around the time I got the Deep Ellum shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it.
You need to mark out that. That's crazy to me that we used to do that. When you wanted to mark a piece of equipment or a shirt or some item that you own, you'd put your social security number on it.
I don't think I ever put my social on anything. That's crazy.
Did you ever have your name ironed into your underwear when you were a little kid?
In the Air Force? No.
No, not in the Air Force.
No.
I definitely never had that when I was a little kid. I remember I was in seventh grade. We were playing football in break time. And I vividly remember jumping up, just perfect timing, like just athleticism. And I made an interception. And as soon as I landed, I could just, I made a mess of the underwear.
And what? I kinda put,
seventh grade, once again.
Super athletic move.
Yes.
In and then I landed. Seventh grade?
Yeah.
You had a, that bad of a bathroom accident?
Just a, you know what? I'm going to say squirt.
White football pants?
No, it wasn't. No, no, no. We were just in school. It wasn't even like a football game.
No, it wasn't like practice.
Now, it is a... Yeah, exactly. It was just in recess. But I suppose you could argue with why I had my name on my underwear in seventh grade, which is a little late. But I did go into the little bathroom and took them off and had my name on them. And then
your social security number was...
And I did the,
your social. This,
I did the sad press to the bottom of the trash can. Just, I submerged the undies.
You're just full arms length.
Yes, as far as I could get in. Just pressed it deep. Hot push.
Oh. Did a hot push to the bottom.
Yeah. Hot push is the greatest show name ever, by the way, because it can mean so very much.
So how did that name come about?
Because Sean was all excited about Joey Gallo being hot, and he was just rattling off baseball stuff, which he did. He was great at. And but he's like, yeah, and Joey Gallo's, you know, in the middle of this hot push toward the All-Star game. And I don't know if it was me or Dave, but we just perked up like, what the, hot push?
Guess we got our new name.
From that moment, we changed it into the name of our show, The Hot Push.
Well, that's why that can't I story. Be on The Hot Push every that's once called, in a while?
That's called the drop third strike. You don't want to be on The Hot Push.
No, you have, you're part of the Musers.
Oh.
We'll show you the salaries for the people working on The Hot Push.
Right.
And then you can determine if
you want to you can decide if you want to be part
keep
of this.
Doing what you're doing.
All right, we're going to talk to Keith in Farmersville now. He says that you can find out what your coworkers make, but big business doesn't want you to know.
Hello.
Keith, how long have you been on hold?
I don't know.
Blake, how long has he been on hold?
50 minutes.
Wow.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, so how can I find out what my coworkers make?
Well, you're protected by a law to talk to your coworkers, your fellow workers, about what you make. I wouldn't talk about your pay on the radio because it's none of my business. But your fellow workers, that's encouraged. The big business, your employer will say, don't discuss your salary with your fellow employees.
I think you've misunderstood what we were saying here.
No.
I'm not saying that the company prevents us from talking about it. Well, sure. I think they might. But I think that I don't think that it's good for anybody to know what anyone else
makes.
You've
been told that. You've been told that. I felt that way my whole life.
Yeah, are but you I a sheeple, Gordon? Well,
I am kind of a sheeple on this.
It kind of felt right. I agree. It kind of felt like the right thing to do, not be nosy.
Okay, I think I see where you're coming from. You're talking about the fact that if people are transparent about what they make, it tends to benefit everyone.
Right, then we can hold management's feet to the fire.
Right.
Because those of us on the low end are interested in the greater good, but those on the high end are like, no.
I'm not interested in the greater good.
That's it.
Exactly. Right.
I have a question for Gordon.
Okay. Well, fortunately, this is Ask Gordon Keith Anything live
on
the air.
I'm left-handed, but I play right-handed.
Has to answer.
Have you ever eaten peanut butter and syrup?
What?
Have you ever eaten peanut butter and syrup?
Huh.
You have to answer.
I have to. Yes, right. I have. Not at the same time.
So you mix peanut butter and maple syrup or waffle syrup or whatever you got together until it's creamy, and you can make it thin or thick, depending on how little or how much syrup you put in it. And then you dip it, dip some bread in it.
What's happening right now? What's going on?
He's giving you tips for the next time.
It's the simplest recipe in the food world.
Are you...
Yeah, you can make a peanut butter slurry. Make a peanut butter slurry and spread it everywhere.
Are you saying this is delicious? Like, everyone should do this?
I've been eating it since 1971.
And look what it's done for him. Listen to those pipes.
Weirdest phone call.
That's the smoky. Right,
thank you for your service.
He said it's the simplest recipe in the food world.
In the food world. I'm like a norm copy point.
And... all the food world.
Everybody's food world.
Let's go, Johnny the Jet. You're on line two. Go.
Let's go. Hey, what's up, guys? What's going on?
Yo.
Okay. Happy Saturday night, bro.
That's right. Hey, don't worry about that guy. That guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Too much smoke. And you guys, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Hey, Gordo, you're taking that tour to the California for the Cowboy game? Who you're riding with? Who's riding shotgun with you?
Oh, you my know. Car trip out to California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're riding.
Are you still threatening to do this?
Yeah, I'm still trying to convince George to ride shotgun.
There's no way. I did drive to California one time, and I will never do it again.
Why? It's a great drive.
You should take that. You should take one of those P5. I'm a P5, not a P1. You should take one of those P1s, P2s, or P3s. What do you think?
No, just one of them.
Yeah, okay. Well, how about I'll take a P5? I'll take you, Johnny.
you want to take me? All right.
Why not? I promise you, I will take Johnny.
Why not?
Johnny the Jet. I will take a jet to California.
J-E-T-S, jets. Hey, Mikey, question for you. Let's go. Okay. You like wrestling. Who's your top four Survivor Series? It could be a tag team all time. Who do you pick?
Oh, great question.
That's right, baby.
I have not watched in a long time, although we do have Money in the Bank in Fort Worth this Saturday. Gordon and Dave, you guys probably don't have to listen to this.
No, you can listen. Let's go.
I wish I was going. I would have CM Punk in there.
What? Okay, you got anyone who's
Good on a microphone. That's why I like wrestling, because it's this traveling circus.
Okay, so I guess you'll get Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
That's about it for you, Johnny. Appreciate it, man.
Baby Rock?
That was it. Yeah.
All right, Johnny. Would you guys be interested in talking to a person who says they were also wronged by me? In addition?
Yes, absolutely.
Line Kelly. This is CJ and Keller. You're on the ticket.
Old sighted CJ.
That's what they call him.
Sight. That's right. Old dead eye. Gordon, you probably don't remember this. This would have been 90, early days of the ticket, I think. And I was writing a treatment. And I had sent you an email. This was like back when everybody was using Mindspring, right? And sent you an email and said, hey, putting together this thing, you know, see, just throwing some
people. You were in treatment?
What
did you say?
I wasn't in treatment. I was writing a treatment. Treatment, going into treatment came after. I got the payment for the treatment.
What does writing a treatment mean?
I was writing a sitcom, and so I had to put together a treatment for it. And so basically it was a pilot and three episodes. And I sent you an email, and you didn't blind Kelly me. I mean, you didn't just go, yeah, thanks a lot, and walk off.
I didn't blind Kelly.
And just tiptoe away, knowing that she couldn't see you.
Just leave a tape recorder with my voice going right beside her as I walk away.
Thank you, fan.
Just pull over a palm tree as a shape to distract her.
A broomstick with a Mike Ducey wig mannequin on it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, CJ. We interrupted your tale.
No. You were very sincere. You wrote me back. And I think this is when you were doing the Buff Tanner book.
Okay.
But you said, legendary. You know, basically, you basically said, hey, you know, I'm working on this, and you didn't necessarily wrong me, but it was, I don't know, it had kind of this, again, it's tech, so I mean, whatever you take out of it, you take out of it. You could have been super sincere.
Yeah, this is a great story. So, I didn't exactly wrong you, but I didn't support your treatment.
You did it. But, you know, look, I mean, you're a big-time radio guy, major market, morning drive.
You didn't provide him with good notes to get his treatment purchased by Hollywood.
But he did respond to
you on your treatment that I was uninvolved in.
Oh, it actually got bought. So
it was called Arrested Development.
It's a great story. Everything turned out all right.
No, I know, but I think if I could have, you know, had your input and, you know, some of, you know, had some Gordoisms in it, even in the early days of the ticket as they were, you were, you know, honing those things.
Okay. So what was the name of the show? If it got bought, what was the name of the show?
Well, it got bought by a company called Mohawk Productions. And so they bought it. I think it's George Lopez's company. It got shelved for 2 or 3 years. They purchased it from me. And then right after, you know, my registration with the Writers Guild ended.
I'm sorry I asked.
So I wouldn't get any residuals. Yeah.
All right.
But I still got the upfront money.
You're talking, we're going to kill Norm.
our only recourse.
So please, let's move along. Let's go to P1 Jess. You're on the ticket.
Uh-oh.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jess, what's going on?
What's going on?
Why is Mike changing his voice?
I'm not.
You're flatlining.
Are you having a... What are you up to? You having a chill night?
I canceled all my plans just to listen.
Nice. Hell yeah. Cool. I'm chilling too.
I don't understand my voice. Is this your sexy voice?
What? I didn't notice any change.
I think he's trying to sound sexy.
Did you send Mike some pictures?
No, didn't send me pictures, but she gave me access to the pictures that the internet has.
Gave him general admission.
Yeah, she never closes the slide window on her
website. No.
There's no window. It's an open door.
It appears so.
It's an uncovered circle.
What's up, Jess? How are we doing?
Oh, gosh, so good. I actually called to ask if Blake would be willing to have my baby.
Wait, Blake?
Where do I sign up?
Wait, really? Our Blake?
Your babies.
Yeah.
I thought you had some octogenarian husband.
Yeah, husband is like 50, and you have two kids by another man, and both of the kids are under one, right?
Yeah, you have Irish twins with an octogenarian.
I don't have a husband, but I don't want to carry any more children, but I want Blake to have my babies.
Have you had your...
You want me to carry them?
Yeah, he's the surrogate.
I thought you were trying to compliment me.
I want to impregnate you, Blake.
Oh, okay.
So we're talking about pegging now.
Okay. Not for now.
She does that.
We always are.
Blake's pet subject.
If you were single, assuming you are, Jess, and Blake Jones, walked up to you, let's just say in the parking lot after ticket stock or whatever.
And clubbed you over the back of the head.
No. And he just said hi, and then he just slowly leaned in with pursed lips.
And
you just wanted a little bit of sugar.
Right in your ear and said,
keep spam.
How would you react to that scenario?
It wouldn't have to be after ticket stock. We can meet in the Applebee's parking lot, and if I saw Blake Jones, it would go down.
Blake Jones? Gosh.
Would you kill Joe Lecce for a chance to go out with Blake Jones?
I'd kill anyone to go.
Is Blake Jones your feces diaper?
I'm sorry?
That's a euphemism.
It's a terrible euphemism.
It's the title of the term of honor.
No,
yes, you really, all. You really have a crush on Blake Jones.
Why is that so shocking,
Blake Jones?
I love. Why is it so shocking?
His Stop voice, sounding surprised.
I love him. It is because of, you know,
like of, you how did this? Jess, how did we ever get here? Is, I guess my question.
I just think that me and Blake were meant to be together.
Have you seen pictures? Are you infatuated with his physique? What is this about?
Of course, I have mildly stalked him, but I would marry his voice.
His voice.
Jeez.
Yeah.
To each their own, I guess.
Blake, give her a little of that sweet peanut butter and syrup in her ears.
Yeah. Mix up some peanut butter and syrup real quick.
Yes. What Blake is, he's verbal peanut butter and syrup.
All right, Blake, give it to her. Jess, here's the time.
Give me some Dutch syrup, baby.
Dutch syrup.
All right, Jess, turn your speaker sideways and to have a seat.
Yeah, let's recreate the scene from Private Parts as Blake Jones.
Give me the business. Blake, for real, this girl likes, I mean, you know.
Turn the treble all the way up.
Blake, sweet talker.
Jess, you can ask Gordon anything you want.
Gordon, I have a question for you.
No.
She fell for it.
I assumed she'd be finishing right there, but she powered through.
I did.
Quickly, because we're running out of time and we have a whole bank of calls that are not you.
Gordon, what is your adjusted gross income?
Adjusted for
good
what?
Good question.
What a curveball.
You have to answer.
You do adjusted have to answer. What? That's your pledge.
Adjusted gross.
Oh, wait.
Okay. Dump me. You don't want to answer.
Well, I just didn't understand the question. I'll answer, but we're just out of time now.
Oh, okay.
We ran out of time.
So nice to talk to you.
When your phone call.
Okay.
You'll stay on hold. Blake wants to talk to you off the air.
Hang on, Blake.
Blake wants to talk to you off the air.
Yeah.
P1 Blake, get my Clayton, get my... you are now on instead of P1 Jess.
Is it me? This is exciting.
It is, isn't it?
Hey, yeah, it's pretty cool, man. This is my awesome show, dude.
What are you
You're coming
today,
in behind Jess.
Yeah, I'm trying to follow that. So if she or any of her friends want to come out to Lake Louisville tomorrow, I got a
Party
boat.
Cove.
Meet me at Sneaky Pete's. I'm only taking ticket chicks. All right, 11 o'clock at Sneaky Pete's. I love you, Gordo. I'm sorry.
That's how every phone call should end.
P1.
Okay.
Would you cut him off?
Look for the guy with the mullet and the cigar boat.
Brandon and DeLeon.
Oh, good. Where's I love that? Brandon and DeLeon.
Yeah. Or cigarette that's boat, right whatever. Next to Dublin.
Oh, really?
I've been to the golf museum there.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. We have. I enjoyed that.
We're just right down the road. I would just echo on the greatness of peanut butter and syrup.
I did not know this was a thing.
Yeah, you put it on a hot.
What do you eat it on, or do you just eat it by itself? Like you just get a big old
bread
mixing bowl.
You can get a piece of bread or a hot biscuit. You sop it up. It's good stuff.
Man, that's country.
Man, I guess I like try it.
Peanuts and Dr. Pepper too.
How far into the sticks do I have to travel before I try it? I have to get where you don't have electrical service.
Stan, what's your question for Gordon Keith? You have an opportunity to ask Gordon Keith.
Brandon.
Here it is. Standin.
Are you in love with Dax Shepard?
Good question.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Yeah, would you kill Norm for Dax Shepard?
If only one could live.
I will kill Norm, but I don't know that I'm in love with Dax Shepard.
But you've showered. You've showered in his house.
I've showered in his house. I've slept in his bed.
Was his wife there?
In his bed. They were there at the beginning, and then they.
Has that friendship petered out, or is that still alive? Do you still text him and try and keep it going?
You know, I'm really bad about texts, so I do not text him as often as I should.
Will you,
he's usually the text initiator.
As a treat,
you know what?
To,
I will text him.
No, well, as a treat to the Funhouse listener, read your maybe. If it's appropriate, obviously. If it's not, it's okay.
Your last communication.
Three or four texts with Dax Shepard.
Okay. See if I can find what it is. I won't read anything that violates...
No, of course.
...their personal friendship, but let me see what...
What's the date on it?
Yep. It's like the hour before their show... At the theater downtown. He's like, are you, where are you? Are you here?
Yeah, where are you?
Dude, you said you were going to be here. This place is effing packed.
Okay. Gosh, we have not texted since. It looks like November.
Oh.
Of 2020?
Yeah.
This is fizzling. Will you?
He doesn't even remember who you are anymore.
Eggplant emoji, nothing else. Please. Do it for Brandon.
Text him right now an eggplant emoji.
Nothing else.
And then
the middle
and
of
then
the
and then the raindrops.
Didn't heard
He's
from
in
me.
California. That's it's like 10 o'clock there. He's fine.
Yeah.
No. I should text him again. See, this is where I suck. And like people like I bet you Mike is really good about this kind of stuff. I know Corby is, you know, being a networker kind of guy. I mean, not. I shouldn't say networker because that makes it sound like it's a business thing, and I don't think either of you guys are really like that. It's just you are good about keeping up relationships.
Using people that are in a higher station in life.
Yeah, with powerful people, yes. Yeah, we maintain those. We nurture those plants in the garden.
See, I don't. Like, I think the last time Tony Romo texted me, I forgot to respond.
Okay, go ahead and read that. We'd like
that
the
was an eggplant emoji, raindrop, raindrop.
That probably
squirt,
was
squirt, eggplant.
A whole phone ago, so I don't know that I have that one on my device. But yeah, so what were we talking about? What was your question, Brandon? You had a question about my base plan?
Yeah, I like eggplant. I like
all right,
Mitch, eggplant.
In Costa Rica, you're on with the Fun House. This may be our last caller. We're already over time, aren't we?
Mitch.
We never even got the show started that I wanted to do. I had like a whole show planned.
Yeah, you had the wheel of topics and all this stuff.
Yes. I had uncomfortable subjects I was going to bring up. And we got to doing the introductions of who's on the show, and then
and here we are
getting back to
and
the
now
show.
We got Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch in Costa Rica. Are you really in Costa Rica?
Really in Costa Rica, Gordon. I'm down here in Tamarindo in Costa Rica. Hey, I got a question for you though. Have you ever been shot at?
Ooh, that is a good question. No, I have not.
I thought one time you said online you've been shot at.
One time in one of my childhood homes, this is when I was a kid, someone shot through our front door.
Oh, okay. I was thinking you said someone shot at you one time, though.
No, not that I know of. I had a drummer in one of my bands. He got shot by some friends. So he had this great idea that he was going to... It was like they were out camping on this piece of land, and there were some people camping on one side of the land, and my friend, the drummer, was camping with a buddy on the other side of the land. And they thought, hey, that'd be funny. Let's go prank our other set of friends and sneak up on them in the middle of the night as they're all sitting around their campfire with their guns because they were hunting the next morning.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I thought it was
just as a
something.
Bear.
Well, hey. And so, if you ever come down to Costa Rica, come. Hey, Gordon,
I'm
if you ever come down to Costa Rica,
right
come see
I'm
me.
Still deeply involved in my own story.
Yeah, if you ever come down to Costa Rica, come see me. I have a place down here. It's called Papi Conejas, Daddy Rabbits. It's Papi Conejas. It's a bar down in Tamarindo. So if you're ever in town, close by or whatever, you know. Come down and see me. I'll take care of you.
Does that go for all three of us or just Gordon?
No, I'm pretty sure it's just Gordon.
Anybody, you know. You know, Davey, you come down too if you want.
All right.
I know Craig's been down there before. Craig, I met Craig. Craig came down here several years ago, though.
Lithuanian's not allowed.
Came down to Costa Rica?
Yeah, Junior saw me, I guess it was 4 or 5 years ago when Junior was down here. Junior was down here about, he was in Tamarindo there at the bar, and I talked to him, I think it was six years ago when he was down here. So,
all right.
What's the bar called?
Yeah. Remember that.
Papi Conejas. In Spanish, that's, you know, it's Daddy Rabbits, but in Spanish, it's Papi Conejas.
I'm looking up your Yelp reviews.
Googling one man.
I'm going to look up his Yelp reviews. Let's read the worst.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. We're going to let you go as we look up your Yelp reviews. Did you find his business?
Yeah, I brutally misspelled Papa Conejas.
I don't understand that. Have you ever been shot at? Okay. Well, when you're down here in Costa Rica, come see Daddy Rabbits.
It's a good lead-in.
So confused. I got a headache now. All right, we never got the show started, but that's okay. Maybe I'll have to do another Funhouse.
Do we want to just start it next?
There's no way. We used to do that when we used to do that late-night show. Didn't we used to sometimes go to 1 in the morning?
Yeah, I didn't think it mattered.
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't think, I think back in the ticket stub days, you could just go until you decided that you didn't want to do it anymore.
We can do that now, too, can't we?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's
kicking us off.
That's what I'm saying. If you want to do a bonus segment.
Are you on the wagon?
What?
Are you on the wagon?
Does that mean I'm not drinking currently?
Yeah, which is which? Are you on the wagon if you're drinking or on the wagon if you're not drinking?
I'm drinking, if that's the question.
Yeah, so where on the wagon is he if he's drinking? Is he driving? Is he driving the wagon?
he's back
under the wagon
asking me about my salary. He's making salary guesses.
All right, it is time. Drum roll, please, whoever the board op is. Gordon has agreed to this hours ago. He's going to finally, once and for all, reveal his salary to all of us. And, dude, I think that's badass.
I think that's really cool. This is really service to the P1s.
Yes, people don't do this, and they're like, oh, don't, you know, it's my business.
Right.
But I think that's really cool that you're like, I'm just going to do it. At 12:09, I'm going to say the number.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 12:08. So I guess set it up any way you like, and then, dude, let it rip. Dude, thank you for this. Thank you.
I officially make $1,000 a year. Thank you.
Your mic cut out. Your mic cut out just then.
Good night, everybody.